Another name for an automobile is a
car.
My mother might say to me, this man is your uncle, and his wife is... And so if this is my mother talking to me, she'd say, this man is your uncle, and his wife is... What pronoun would you use with it? If it's your uncle.
It's his wife.
Yeah. So she'd say, this man is your uncle, and his wife is...
Your aunt.
Fine. Before birds lay their eggs, they build...
Nests.
Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at...
Nests.
Before a boy fights, he might clench both his... Before a boy fights, he might clench both his...
Fists.
Okay. A small flying insect that bothers people in the summertime, that stings and draws blood, is a...
Mosquito.
On a nice day, you might look up in the sky and say, oh, what a beautiful day. There's not a single...
cloud in the sky.
Okay. The building that a person lives in is his...
Home.
And what's another word for it? The building itself. It's a dwelling.
Dwelling.
A dwelling what? Or a, you could say, you could call it a home or a dwelling or a...
House.
Okay, fine. If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what general word could you use to refer to it?
That would be a mink, isn't it?
All right. Would you ever use the word vomit to refer to something that was bothering your chickens?
Vomit? Well, I don't know yet. So, you would say some old vomits after the chickens or something like that.
And so then if you use that word vomit, you could mean it was a mink?
Yeah.
Or what else might it be that was getting your chickens? Are there any other animals that might bother your chickens? Or would a mink be about the only thing that would worry them?
Well, it seems to me there is something else. That, I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever heard a person called a vomit? Yeah, have you ever heard one person call another one a vomit? Okay. What do you call a little creature that lives in the ocean and it grows to be about that long? And when you cook it, it turns pink and it curls up like that?
Oh, that's I don't know what you're talking about. And everybody's so crazy about it, everybody.
Uh-huh. You can buy them frozen in grocery stores now in plastic bags.
Yes. They are.
Begins with an S.
Now, why can't I?
Well, let me go on to the next one, and maybe this will, maybe you'll think of it. If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water because hot water will make wool
draw.
And what's another way to say that?
Make fake wool draw.
Yeah, that's certainly true, but there's another way to say that begins with an S. And it ends with a
squeeze.